Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into a little bit more of the PFF data. Really excited to be in a media agreement with them so I can use some of their data, talk about, I'm going to try and incorporate it into some of some further analysis here going forward. Have some exciting ideas about how we might use some of their data to look going forward. So really, really excited about that. And so one of the things I want to look at is yards per route run for some wide receivers. So going to highlight some of them, primarily with a look towards the rookies in this particular episode. There's a couple of veterans I want to highlight just because I think, you know, as I started looking through the rookies, there's some pretty interesting veterans. So the best rookie, without much surprise, Justin Jefferson. Just to give you an idea, too, while we're sort of at the beginning here, there is the average for a wide receiver, basically the value, the yards per route run value of a route this year was 1.57 for wide receivers, right? So that's about what a route is worth in terms of yardage. So when you break it down, anything above that, good. Anything below that, less good, right? So that's really what we're striving at, what we're trying to get towards, basically who's good, who's not. All right, Justin Jefferson, 2.66 yards per route run. That is a full yard, more than a yard over the average, and he's the second best in the league behind only Devontae Adams. So in terms of, this is not, I don't believe this is a fluke, right? You sort of look at all the numbers, it's pretty good across the board. The touchdown rate's fine. 5.8% of his targets he caught for a touchdown. That's right on pace with the norm. So everything's fully within, you know, normal. On the randomness stuff, the 2.66, huge production. Maybe he regresses a bit, but that is a huge number to get to, especially over 121 targets. So that's what they had. That's what PFF has him at. So as I said, Adams is number one. Julio, despite only 9 games, 65 targets, he was up there, top 5 at the position. He was at 2.6, so that's very good. That's right in line with Stephon Diggs. By the way, Corey Davis, 2.58. Again, that's top 8 at the position, so you feel good about that. Kenny Galladay, good, only 5 games, so about 2.5. So that's very good. Couple of highlights here, and again, I could do every single one of these and talk about every one of them, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to highlight some of the big ones. A lot of people are where you would expect them to be. Donovan Peoples-Jones actually was very high. Only 20 targets, ran 130 routes, but 2.34. So that's one you might look at and say, maybe that's something we want to just be eyes open to deeper on in drafts and those sorts of things, throw-ins and deals. Again, I wouldn't value it particularly highly, but that's pretty good. Again, low volume, but that's a very good number. Will Fuller, 2.28. So again, the touchdown rate, 10.5, maybe that's a little high, but it's very, very productive. Again, if he stays healthy and could play 16 games, what could possibly be? Only played 11. I did see PFF had him projected to go to the Packers. I think that's going to be a commonly thought of one. They've been kind of in on him for a couple of years about wanting to trade for him. So that he lands there in free agency wouldn't be a surprise. DJ Moore and Jacoby Myers, also 2.2. So both very good there. I know some of the concerns about DJ Moore and the volume and the touchdown stuff and everything. He's outstanding. So Braxton Berrios was one that jumped out at me when I started looking at it. Again, only 53 targets. He ran 185 routes, 2.13 yards per route run. So that's very good. Jarvis Landry, again, he's top 25 or so of the position at 2.11. So that's very good as well. Nelson Aguilar, again, he's one that sort of came off the ether. Basically total cast off 2.08. So really high touchdown rate at 9.8, but that's an outstanding number there. So you know, maybe that is a reclamation type deal. I have looked at some of the stuff with, again, I could keep going back to this. I'm going to try not to phrase everything in this way. But when you look at some of the Wentz stuff, when guys go other places or have come in from other places, they've been more efficient elsewhere. So it kind of fits with the pattern there with Aguilar. So again, it's very good. It's not just, you know, one of the things you have to look for is when guys have huge upticks, is it just 15% touchdown rate? It's all fantasy stuff. No, it's actually very good. So it's he had a very, very good season there. Emmanuel Sanders, low volume, 2 yards per route run. That's still, you know, that's, again, that's excellent, well above average. Curtis Samuel, 1.93, so that's a big bounce back after some low efficiency last year. T. Higgins, 1.83, so he's up there as being one of the top rookies this year. 1.83 yards per route run. CeeDee Lamb, 1.81. So, again, it's very similar range for them. But just to give you an idea how much more productive Justin Jefferson was, it's basically every time he ran a route, it was worth 0.8 yards more, which when you add that up, it's just pretty remarkable. Mike Evans, again, even though it was some of the, hey, oh, it's touchdown stuff, 12% touchdown rate, that'll regress. It's fine, 1.79. So, again, well above average. Odell Beckham Jr., again, it was low volume stuff. This is one of the things that people are concerned about Odell Beckham Jr. I'll just say from like a – yeah, maybe it's an S show in terms of you just have to deal with them. I think it's largely Cleveland, right? I mean, 1.79, well above average. If he stays healthy and plays 16 games, and maybe it's not there, you know, if he's on pace for essentially 100 targets, if he went someplace else, maybe it's he can get more of that volume play if he played 16 games, right? I think he's still, quote, good, whether he's washed up in terms of injuries is a whole nother story, but it didn't really affect his on-field play. Again, normal touchdown rate, largely just the targets. So, and the opportunities, right? Only ran 178 routes in 7 games. So that's a pretty low number there. Yeah, looking at some more Brandon Ayuk here. So just below CeeDee Lamb, 1.73. He was low earlier in the season, really came on, and actually kind of flip-flopped a little bit. I think he was up in touchdown rate earlier on, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm fully in on this. Like, it didn't really, you know, it was sort of looked like variance a little bit. Nope, 1.73, so well above average. He's above Jerry Jeudy's at 1.66. He's actually up at the end of the year as well. Quentin Cephas, 1.62, so that's actually pretty good. Sneaky hidden one here. I think I talked about tight ends at a different point. Tyler Higbee's actually better than you might expect as well, so that's just a one to file away there. And then now you're getting down to the guys that are at average or so. Marvin Jones right at average, so that's fine. He might land someplace in free agency. Laviska Shenault, just a little bit below average. So, you know, you mark that as okay, right? Okay. 6.5 touchdown rate. Again, that's fully in line. The question is how much more of a target share can he get? But from a productive standpoint and how he was used, fine. You know, about average. And for a rookie, hey, you'll take that, especially in this year. Denzel Mims, a little bit below average, 1.45, but that's probably partially due to some of the offense stuff. Van Jefferson, 1.43, only saw 28 targets. So you're going to mark that probably as a fail in year one. I would note Denzel Mims, no touchdowns. So that's something that will actually hold back his stats a little bit. Not that it was that big. 357 yards, right? It's not a huge number, but held back a little bit by touchdowns. So again, you would expect a couple more in there than zero. Preston Williams played 8 games, 1.38. So that fairy tale is kind of gone by the wayside, it looks like. You know, we'll see if he can bounce back. But you know, unless UDFA has really established themselves, you gotta get out of that at a premium. At a sell high. Michael Pittman, I know there's been some excitement about him. Really saw him rocketing up boards, 1.37. So well below average, pretty inefficient there. Henry Ruggs, 1.32. I'd be interested to see, and I would love to talk to, I'm going to watch specifically some Raider games, because it's fascinating to me that literally the best quarterback from the pocket this year on non-play action was Derek Carr in terms of yards per attempt. and was literally like the worst quarterback in football in play action. Right? Just absolutely ridiculous. I looked back at prior years. He's been terrible at play action, which is mind-numbing, right? It's before Gruden, too. I don't know what that – why. I don't know why that is. And I'd be interested – I'm going to watch some of the games, and you know, I might have a couple of guests on. That would be one specific one that I would ask, you know, a quarterback guru, why does Derek Carr suck at play action? Because if he didn't suck at play action, if he was, like, league average, he would have top six upside, right? I mean, that's kind of – it's kind of the thing, but he's consistently been horrible on play action. So that's something we're going to have to watch for. Jalen Reagor, 1.3. One person that I think is a pretty glaring sell by this. Again, I want to do a little bit more analysis on this in terms of maybe adjust for like base rates and see how this impacts hit rates is one thing I'm actually going to look at here probably as the book gets finished and I get some time in February with the job situation opening up for me. That's going to be project number one in terms of trying to, you know, see if we can get base rates to move a little bit based on some of this stuff. But Gabriel Davis, 1.29. So I know he did some flashy stuff, 7 touchdowns. That's the big thing. So this is a classic sell touchdown regression stuff if he's going to be a high value guy in the trade market, especially if John Brown walks. Like, he's got a very uptick type profile. I think it's a really, really good sell candidate. Some other ones here, Christian Kirk is actually way down pretty low, 1.21. So I did take him like 20th round of a startup draft. I will say if Larry Fitzgerald walks, it looks like a pretty good sell opportunity. Darnell Mooney, the darling of the ball, 1.2. So again, a lot of that stuff is a lot of his productivity is just solely based on volume, right? Ran 524 routes. So that's a pretty good number in terms of him actually out there running routes. Not very good. KJ Hamler, well below average as well, 1.17. So that's, you know, a notable one. I'm just looking down here to see if there's any other people I'm missing of notable names. Devin Duvernay, pretty low. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, I'm looking at running backs and obviously getting a little far afield. Pretty bad. Him and Josh Jacobs, basically about the same. So that's neither of those are good. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been consistently an inefficient receiver throughout basically his entire profile. So that's a notable one. Lynn Bowden, I know there was some positive buzz and juice about him. 1 yard per route run, well below average. N'Keal Harry, 0.97. So that's pretty horrendous. Not good there. Cole Kmet's actually pretty low, 0.94. I know, like I said, this is supposed to be a receiver show, but just highlighting some guys as I'm looking down here. Greg Ward, 0.84, ran 501 routes and just absolutely burning them on fire in terms of a lack of productivity. John Hightower as well. Just the Philadelphia stuff's insane. 231 routes, 0.72 yards per route run. Just horrific. Miles Sanders, again, the whole Philly thing. Turning the page from Doug Peterson is actually a good thing. Dobbins was really low as well. Just notable ones. Trent Taylor was the worst receiver. Worst player, it was Ian Thomas. I put a cutoff, I think, of 20 targets on this, too. So Ian Thomas is at 0.31. Derrick Henry, 0.51. So actually ran 223 routes. Just not used. He caught 19 of his 25 targets. So basically he was running routes kind of as a decoy, but wasn't really drawing any targets, so I'm not sure who he was distracting. Melvin Gordon, very low as well. Kenyon Drake, very, very low. Dobbins, very low. So that Dobbins thing, again, he's an ARB guy for me, right? I might move off of him either in the tier of guys or down, right, and try and collect something. Like him to Gibson would be interesting, for example. You know, him to David Montgomery would be an interesting one as well, right, trying to see what that spread is there. But that would be one because I just worry about the Lamar Jackson throwing a running back things. He ran 217 routes, but only 23 targets, so that's 10%. It's pretty low. and you know, only 18 catches for 120 yards. It's just a very, very not productive passing game there for the running back. So that would just be some takeaway stuff there. So, all right. So yeah, I'm going to do more of this stuff. I'll probably do one just on the, I would love to do like a deep dive into Derek Carr just because I think it's fascinating too. So, yeah. So again, I think in terms of big takeaways, you know, the guys up at the top, you feel pretty good about them. The guys at the bottom, maybe not so much. And yeah, some of the volume stuff, again, just going a level deeper, right? In terms of, you see Darnell Mooney just being like the guy on Twitter and, you know, people loving him. And it's like, he wasn't really that good. He was just running a ton of routes and sort of accumulating, which isn't really what you want on a developmental track. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.